Lord God, help us this day, whatever is on our minds outside these walls. Lord God, may it cease in our minds so that your word may come to life. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This day I was thinking, as the weather is changing, God has this way of letting us know that there is something else in store. And so for some of us, our leaves are changing. For some of us, I don't know how many, we still have leaves on our trees in the backyard. Anybody else? Okay, so it's not just us that are weird. All right, so just want to make sure. I didn't know if that was us or something we were doing wrong. But haven't changed colors. They're still green, and there's white stuff on the ground. So very interesting. It's like it's changing, but it's not changing. And then as a Southerner, there's something that we don't see. We don't see the changing of the seasons. We don't see some of the things that you guys get to see, these things that happen in life. They kind of mark the seasons. One of them, you may notice this, and you may kind of like, oh, it's just one of them things, all right? And so you guys know what this is? Geese. Okay, so it's hunting season. I understand that, and as I was preparing for this, I said, okay, I'm going to lose half of you, because half of the people who are out hunting these guys or something, or wanting to hunt these guys, are already out there, all right? So none of you are going to pull out any rifles on me, right? Okay, just want to make sure. I can see a Nintendo Duck Hunt right now forming on the screen. But when you're in the South, you don't see very much of this. I mean, they're so high up that you don't see them. And so in the South, you don't have that mental picture of things are changing. Things are going forward. And so if you are fortunate, you might be able to hear them. Maybe one or two groups, but that's it. But as I came here last year, this was very prevalent in my mind. You guys get to see these guys in flight. Do you guys take this for granted? Are they still here? Some of them don't know when to go down south, right? And so whatever they're waiting for, it's very interesting to me that there's a whole science behind geese. Interesting enough is when you see them flying, do you ever notice that they're not flying aimlessly? Do you notice that when you see this picture, you said, I've seen that 1,000 times? The question, why? Why do they fly in a V formation? Yeah, all the hunters are raising their hand. I know. So we can pick off the ones at the very end. Not necessarily. Well, yeah, I understand that. But interesting enough is I had to learn, and there's actually YouTube videos that will actually teach you why geese do this. So of course I had to do my research and look it up. I've one of the things about me was, even when I was a really young person, I was raised in this this atmosphere of flight. I've always been interested in flight, some kind of flight. It started out with World War II stuff and learning about different things like that, and now it's, of course, progressed to Star Wars and all that kind of good stuff. All right, but if you notice, there is usually one leader. There's usually one leader, and the line goes from there on. They fly in a V formation because this cuts through the wind. All right, and interesting enough is the leader takes most of the pressure off a lot of other ones behind him. Okay, and so when he flaps his wings, therefore he creates uplift for everybody behind him. All right, and so therefore, if the leader can sustain that, therefore the geese can go even further, because they're kind of riding this this tail of wind that allows them to not have to use as much of their own power. They'll rotate as they're flying south. But interesting enough is if one gets out, you see that one at the very, very end? He's feeling it right now. That means that he's going to try even harder to stay in formation. So very interesting is how they do this. And do you ever notice that when in South, you don't necessarily hear this, but when they go over your house, they're very loud. It's like they're yelling at each other. Really? People have actually studied this, and they think that the ones at the tail are honking, literally honking at the other ones in the front. You know how you do it when someone won't go when a light turns green? You ever notice that? 2-second rule, honk, let's go. All right? Geese are the same way. They supposedly honk to get the ones in the front to continue. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And so just to let you know, your tax dollars have gone to studying these honkings, all right? We know more about, okay, these geese do this so that the entire group there benefits. Now, how long do you think each geese spend in school to learn how to do this? You think it's a weird question, don't you? At the same time, if geese know how to stay together and to encourage each other by these loud honks, what does that say about geese when we look at them? They're just birds. They are just birds. They don't go to school, and yet someone somehow has put something in their minds that they just naturally react this way. And so I was thinking about this, even in the midst of flying down south, if one becomes injured or can't make it all the way and needs to what we call ditch, it doesn't go alone. Even if it tries to make the flight and it's at the point where it can't make it and it knows that it's in the last days, more will drop out with it. That if it thinks that, okay, I can see a pond down there and I've got maybe a day or two left, ducks kinda geese know this. It doesn't die alone. There's other geese that will actually go with it in order that when it does go, it doesn't go alone. And so they'll actually look for another group that passes by. When that geese dies out, they'll actually go with that group instead and then catch up with its normal group. Geese never go to school for this, and yet geese do this naturally because something has been placed inside them to do this naturally. And so I just kind of wonder what was going on inside the mind here of Paul when, if you take a look at this, in Colossians 1, chapter 28 through chapter 2, verse 2, him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Almost like the V formation, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. You can kind of see that he's trying to flap. He's trying to get it so that others won't have to spend as much energy of their own trying to toil through things they shouldn't be toiling through. They should be seeing that the one in front of them is doing that for them. And then look at this. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all those who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged. Can you hear the honk going on here? That he's honking at them. Being knit together, knit in the V formation, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. You can see who's at the head of this V formation, and he has been taking his wings, spreading them out so that our struggles aren't only our struggles, so that he has created an uplift in us, so that we don't have to go on this alone. And so I begin to wonder, I'm like, how is this like something that we go through? And for some of you, you ever seen the Tour de France? Back when... a Texan, Mr. Armstrong, won it supposedly 7 times in a row. And interesting enough, as I began to watch what he used to do, is that how are they riding? In formation. Now, normally, if you see a picture of this, it's like this. They're in line, almost like a half V formation, almost like they have learned from an animal that just does this naturally. Because what happens here is normally each team has a strong rider, one strong rider who has a shot at winning everything. So what happens is he gets into like 4th or 5th place, and what happens is that they each take turns going first because they take the brunt of the wind. And they struggle the most in order to protect those behind them. And they always take turns. And so, well, is this something that belongs in nature? Does it belong in competitive sports? Did you catch his prayer? Did you catch his prayer? That as he's going in the garden, and 3 times he says, "Father, if it be your will," and so he's given himself over to let us know that we can't do it on our own, and so he prays for us. I do not ask for these only, the 12. He's talking about the 12 disciples. I don't ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. He's praying for you and for me, that as he assumes this front of this V formation, that others will be encouraged to get behind here, to take some of the brunt off of those that would follow them. That they be encouraged to keep going, to keep going, to keep going, to keep going. And so if we take a look at what he was encouraging, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. He's trying to point us, especially in this room, where do we take on this V formation here? You ever wonder about that? You ever wonder about that? Because the geese do it naturally. How about us in this room? We are all called by his grace to come together, to start honking at each other. Do you get that? To honk at each other, and some of you, that might be a negative connotation, but Paul says, with all encouragement, with all wisdom, to encourage each other to continue in his word, to find out for ourselves in reading this. Keep reading, keep digging, keep digging. What'd you find? Keep digging, keep digging. What'd you find? Did you see Christ in the scriptures? Did you see what he was doing for you? Did you see them that through his word he was uplifting you? I'm just going to come alongside you. Sometimes I need to come before you and just encourage you by taking you underneath my... By taking you underneath my wing, you youngins. You youngins that need somebody to carry you through some tough times, to put you underneath a wing and say, I will help you through this, that you just need to catch that uplift that I want to give you. because sometimes we lose focus as a church. Well, I've done that. I've been here 60 years, and therefore, you know, I've done. There are others that still need to hear from you, to learn from you. You have so much wisdom. That there are so many couples here that you may think that you're flawed at the same time. You give others encouragement when they think that things are going wrong. You may have gone through some struggles in life that others may think that are just totally grounding them. And yet, through your encouragement, you could give them wings to be able to go on after they rest. And so the next time you see these geese, I want you to smile. I want you to smile because the Lord God is telling you through simple means, by what He has created, by what He has put in these simple animals, the vision of the church. This is the vision of the church that as we're going forward with these words, go and put your wings over someone and uplift someone. And it doesn't matter where they come from. We do this to all nations. And we do this starting right here in Wilmer. Starting right here on these blocks. Starting right here in these pews. Uplifting one another so that the uplift that we all create is encouraging one another even beyond these walls. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it's interesting what you have created. We think that we're super smart, that we've gone to the moon, that we're looking more and more and deeper into your creation out in space, and yet even the geese know how to take care of one another, and Lord God, we don't. We've failed so many times. But Lord God, through your word, through searching it, we need to learn more and more about what you have done for us, that you have gone before us to cut through our struggles, to give us encouragement. And Lord God, even as we've discovered this, may we in turn be able to do that for others, so that each and every day, Lord God, even as we struggle, even as we face issues and things that we just can't figure out alone, Lord God, that coming together, we are all stronger. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.